Well, congratulations. You have completed the course and might be wondering what happens now. So let's talk for a moment about what changes and what doesn't change now that you've taken the course and completed it. You haven't acquired a new personality or dissolved your original personality. You haven't eliminated stress forever or arrived at a permanent state of bliss. That's not how this work functions. What may change is your relationship to experience. You may notice stress earlier. You may recognize moments of contraction without immediately believing the story that you attach to them. You may find that awareness itself feels more available, even in chaotic, difficult moments. What doesn't change is life. Like, here we are in the middle of life, and emotions still arise, habits still appear, old patterns may return, and sometimes unexpectedly so. Non-dual awareness does not replace your human nervous system, your personality, your history, or your responsibilities. Having responsibilities or feeling nervous, having a personality is not a failure of practice. Everything's included, remember? It's the context in which practice happens and matures. Many people expect insight to feel really dramatic or permanent. But in reality, it is often subtle and uneven. Some days, clarity is loud and obvious. Other days, it feels distant. This too is included. This fluctuation is normal. Awareness is not something you hold on to. It's something you notice again and again. If anything has shifted through this course, it may be simpler than you expected. Less urgency around thoughts. More space around stress. A quieter relationship with the need to fix yourself. Pretty cool. These changes don't always announce themselves. They show up in how you respond to daily life. Nothing essential has been added, and nothing truly essential can be lost. There's no requirement to continue practicing NDSR. Not in any formal way. If you choose to keep practicing, let it be light, let it be responsive to your life, rather than making it like going to the gym, doing push-ups, or following a strict diet. Non-duality-based practice is not about accumulating hours or perfecting some kind of technique. Nope. It's about remembering what is already here. Awareness. You might continue by pausing briefly during moments of stress to notice awareness. You might continue by letting attention rest in the body without trying to change it, or by allowing experience to unfold without immediately narrating it. Short moments are enough. Even a few seconds can be wonderful. You may also find that practice naturally fades for a while. Not a problem. Not a problem. This too is included. Insight does not disappear when practice pauses. Sometimes integration happens beneath the surface. If practice ever feels forced, or rigid or self-judging, that's a sign to simplify things, or even to stop for a while, because the aim is not to maintain a state of mind, or a state of emotion, or to maintain a feeling. The aim is to live with more honesty and openness, and less internal struggle. So use what helps and let go of what doesn't. Regarding ethics, responsibilities, and maturity, non-dual insight does not remove personal responsibility. In fact, it tends to make responsibility clearer. Recognizing awareness also does not mean emotions no longer matter, or that people's personal boundaries disappear, or that your actions no longer have consequences. Stress and trauma and psychological patterns may still require appropriate support and care. This course is not meant to be a substitute for therapy, or for medical treatment, or for professional mental health support. If you experience distress that feels overwhelming, disorienting, or destabilizing, it's important to seek qualified professional help. Non-duality is sometimes misunderstood as detachment or indifference. In mature practice, though, the opposite is true. Clarity of awareness supports greater emotional honesty, increased sensitivity to others, and more thoughtful, careful responses, not fewer. Insight without integration can lead to avoidance, bypassing, or inflated self-concepts. What integration looks like is patience, humility, and care in relationships, in work, and in all of daily life. You've now reached the end of this course. There's nothing to hold on to, nothing to protect, and nothing you need to become next. Whatever understanding has emerged will continue to unfold in its own way through the rhythms of your own life. This work is not about staying in a particular state. It's about meeting experience more directly, including uncertainty, difficulty, and change. If clarity is present, notice that. If it feels absent, notice that too. Both are part of the same field of awareness. Thank you for taking the time to explore this material with us, with care and sincerity. May whatever you've seen here quietly support your well-being, quietly support your relationships, and your capacity to meet life as it is.